KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration has ordered a freeze on all federal grants, loans, and other aid to give officials time to determine whether recipients are in line with the president's priorities. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Importantly, the footnotes to this memo exempt Medicare, Social Security benefits, and assistance provided directly to individuals.
There are new executive orders ending DEI in the military and a potential plan to force out transgender members. Air Force veteran Logan Ireland is trans.
When you're out on the battlefield, and let's say you have rounds coming down range and you don't know if you're going to be here in the next couple minutes, when you see that medic coming to get you, you don't care what their gender is. You don't care if they're transgender.
NASDAQ futures up 61 a day after the markets were upended by news of China's AI startup DeepSeek. Analyst Dan Ives.
It sent a big wave across U.S. tech, shot across the bow from China to the U.S.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is vying to lead the party on the national stage. And election day for the position is closing in. Here's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. Eight governors have now endorsed Wickler, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. Four of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
And Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature announced their first bill package of 2025. Lisa Hale tells us more.
The Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills. Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh helped to co-author the package. She said in a press release the bills would reduce the tax burden for renters and homeowners by expanding the homestead tax credit, and it would cut the costs of grocery bills for families by enacting healthy school meals for all. And finally, decrease prescription drug prices through the Less for Rx agenda.
And as Wisconsin struggles with a growing unhoused population and lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue to rise. According to Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say that the dramatic increase in price of a home is pushing more residents towards rental options. And supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA. The Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball. The Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy today and breezy. High temps in the mid-30s. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flurries still possible. It'll remain breezy with lows in the mid-20s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, friend and colleague Maggie Dawn joining us at 10:33 to talk all things Wisconsin. We will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
It is Tuesday, January the 28th of 2025 at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies and 22 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to our YouTube page. Go to youtube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, and you'll be able to see our program streamed live. You can also add questions and comments that way as well. So again, youtube.com, 98.9 WXCO page to see our video stream of the program. You can also share your thoughts with the show, whether it's through a question or a comment, by calling or texting. The number is the same to either call or text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also use your Civic Media app. Open up the 98.9 WXCO page on the app. Be able to hit a button to call, hit a button to text, hit a button to email, hit a button to go to our website, hit a button to stream, where it's all there. So if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, just go to your app store, search Civic Media. It is free. It is a terrific piece of technology. So do that ASAP. Coming up on the program in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Brittany Merloa. She is back after a few days away. We'll find out about her trip and find out a bit about the weather with Brittany Merloa. Our meteorologist will join us at 8:21 this morning. Then coming up at 9:06, for the first time in 2025, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. Find out what's going on at the library. That's coming up at the top of the second hour. Also coming up in hour number two, at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the celebrity birthdays, events that are taking place this week. And, of course, our number for the day quiz. that will be coming up at the end of the program as well. But to start things off, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You're off to a good start this week with our number for the day quiz.
Yep, 1 out of 1.
In fact, you're 2 out of 2 since returning from vacation.
That's true, because I got the Friday one correct after I got back from vacation, and I got yesterday is right as well. So, off to a pretty good start this week.
Whatever's in the water in Florida must be good.
Yeah, it must be. It was raining a lot, so maybe some of that water helped to, you know, boost my intelligence a little bit.
A couple of other topics we're going to discuss here today. And one is a kind of a big umbrella topic. Talking about, well, I guess the best way to describe it is the old Hillary Clinton book, It Takes a Village. And back, well, it must be 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. Heck, could be 30 years ago that the former First Lady, then Senator from New York, then Secretary of State, Democratic nominee for president, wrote a book.
Yes, I remember that. She's definitely come a long way, hasn't she?
And I apologize. I still have this little cough that pops up from time to time, and
it's getting better.
I start waving furiously at Ian to cut off my mic, but it takes a village.
It does.
And we are now in our 8th day of Trump 2.0, the second administration of Donald J. Trump. And everything we hear in the last 8 days, well, most things that we are hearing, involve the complete opposite of that. This morning, the lead story on CBS News at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock when I was tuned in, talking about the White House freezing grant payments and other forms of aid to people around the country. We hear about the United States of America basically trying to cut off allies, get into trade wars, talk about different ways of collective security that we have been so successful under since the end of World War II. The idea of everybody is out for themselves under Donald Trump, that the people in California suffering from the wildfires, well, we're not going to give you any aid unless you do things that we want you to do. It's always been, hey, an American city or an American state, an area of America is in trouble, well, you help them. You don't start putting strings out there. But Republicans are talking about strings because they don't like that California is a Democratic state. That's ridiculous. It shouldn't matter if you're a red state or you're a blue state or you're a purple state. When you're in trouble, the country is supposed to come and rally around you, help you, not where you say you're stuck on your own. And I want to discuss the idea of this, not all for one, but just basically leave you on an island. It's the 5-year anniversary for me of going into the hospital for the first time in my life. 5 years ago today, I went into the hospital, had a serious case of pneumonia. Heck, I may have had COVID. I don't know. This was just before COVID, basically about 6 weeks before the country shut down due to COVID. And I was very, very sick for about two to three months. Got to the point where I could hardly breathe. And finally, I had to go into the hospital. And I was in the hospital for almost a week. And then I had to go back to the hospital a month later because I was still having issues. But because of the Affordable Care Act, I am not in debt for my entire life. I did receive a bill. I did have to ultimately pay five figures, my cost for my hospital stay. But I was able to pay it off. And now I don't have to worry about being in debt for my entire life, because that is part of the idea of a village where the government is involved in a piece of healthcare legislation that allows people like myself, who until the Affordable Care Act did not have any health insurance. I did not have health insurance until Barack Obama, Democrats, passed the Affordable Care Act without help of Republicans. If I would not have had the Affordable Care Act 5 years ago, and I would have spent nearly a week in the hospital and then have a second trip to the hospital after that for a couple of days, I'd be paying that off for the rest of my life. Every month I would be writing out a check to pay off my medical bill. But because of the Affordable Care Act, because I finally had some coverage, I was able to pay off the amount that I was responsible for because I had insurance. And yes, I did have some bills that I had to pay, but it was not to the level where I couldn't pay it off. And now we have a philosophy under Donald Trump that is basically saying you're on your own in almost every area of American life. Is that what we want? Is that, for you Donald Trump fans out there, is that what you voted for? And I would really be curious if there's Donald Trump voters out there. Is this what you voted for? Is this basically what you wanted, where we are cutting ourselves off from international organizations? Just yesterday, heard that our health department is not allowed to have any contact with the World Health Organization. Is that what you voted for? Is the idea of leaving Americans on their own little island when it comes to issues, whether it's wildfires on a massive scale or individual issues? Because I imagine that based on this philosophy, we are going to see this new administration and its allies in the Congress again go after the Affordable Care Act and leave millions and millions of Americans without a safety net. Is that what you voted for? I really would love to hear your philosophy out there, that why this is a good road for the United States to go down. Again, I mentioned we have had a system of collective security with a massive part of the world coming together in order to avoid World War III since 1945. That's not to say there hasn't been many armed conflicts around the world since then. But the idea of collective security has worked very, very well. And now you have Donald Trump rattling a saber to erstwhile allies around the world, threatening them over and over again, wanting them to pay more money. I mean, just amazing. Threatening to cause trouble if you don't sell Greenland or don't give them back the Panama Canal. Is that what you voted for? I don't recall that during the campaign. 715-382-9297. So I want to talk again about the idea of it takes a village. Is that quaint? Is that the past? I want to hear your thoughts on that as we continue here this morning. Coming up next, we'll be talking to Brittany Merloa, our meteorologist. She's back. We'll take a look at the weather here on 98.9 WXCO. We'll keep us together. We can be there forever and ever. Yeah, we can be heroes just for one day. What you say, I say. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits,
Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit LakelandCareInc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WISCaregiver.com.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Yeah.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, overcast skies, 22 degrees in downtown Wausau. And very happy to welcome back, after being away for a few days, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Chad, hey, I missed you guys. How have you been?
We have been surviving. You missed me with two terrible days of voices on Thursday and Friday, but getting back closer to where we should be. But the big question is, how was your time down in Florida?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, I was flying down there, and the first thing I was doing was flying over the panhandle. I was like, where's the snow? Where's the snow? But that melted very, very rapidly. So no more snow down in Florida. They warmed up, too. By the time I left the state, it was into the mid-70s, and that I was sweating. Be real. I came from the negative 40 wind chill to the 70 degree. That was too big of a temperature swing. Uh-huh. But I'm not complaining. I brought some heat back for you guys. So that's my present today.
You were talking on Pat's show that it wasn't as fun and games for you down there.
No, it wasn't. Not really much fun, to be honest. I went down there and I was on an island. It was actually a state park that needed a lot of help cleaning up. So I went down there and was moving brush around, debris around. It is still not looking too good. This is in the Tampa Bay outer skirts area. So like Clearwater, St. Pete's, little islands out there. So it's going to still take probably another year to get a lot of those things really good and up and going after those hits from those two hurricanes.
What do we not know for folks that live up here that is the aftermath of a hurricane? What did you see down there that maybe would surprise people? Because obviously during the storms itself, we hear a lot about it. What did you see in the aftermath?
You see a lot of things that you wouldn't expect to be washed up on shore. The debris is just everywhere, as far as your eye can see. The sand and the erosion on these beaches and islands are significant. So there's tons of ships out there dredging, trying to get all the sand back to the beach. So that itself takes a good year or two to do. So when you head out to the beach, you think beautiful sights and views. Well, right now it's not as pretty because, again, you see all those ships out there. You see all this work going on. A lot of things are closed, businesses closed, not a lot of tourists. So the locals definitely hurting, struggling. You know, there's bars, businesses, restaurants, shops, still destroyed, still boarded up. Houses being rebuilt at the moment, and some haven't even been touched yet. So I think a lot of it has to do with what insurance you have or who's there to help you.
Well, let's talk about what we have here. As you said, after last week, it feels really nice to have a little bit of warmer temperatures. Still waiting for any kind of significant snow as we get to the end of January. Again, it's just been a broken record. So, but the good news is it was cold last week. It feels nicer having a little bit of warm weather, doesn't it?
It does. It should put a little pep in your step. It has for me, at least. I mean, the winds, too, they're going to be so vicious today. They're going to be gusting around 40 miles per hour, pulling in the south warm heat. And we are going to hit highs today in the upper 30s to maybe even 40 degrees. Mm. But, you know, wind advisories are definitely out there. I think from 1 to 5 o'clock is probably going to be the worst time frame for these winds. But otherwise, it's an up and down week, a very interesting one. That jet stream and pattern has shifted north, which is allowing us to see a mix of everything. We're getting a warm front today, cold front tomorrow, warm front on Thursday, cold front on Friday. So a lot of up and down. So I'm worried about you, Chad, and people who are holding on to some colds and sicknesses because the up and down in the weather isn't going to help.
Thursday, I got to ask you, mid-40s? Is that looking,
yes.
I mean, and also sunshine. It's going to be like a spring day.
Absolutely. It's going to feel amazing. I mean, it already kind of feels pretty nice outside right now, but 45 degrees on Thursday. Sunny, like you said, that's what we're looking at. Overnight lows only falling into the mid-20s. So just beautiful. But we do drop down a little bit into the weekend, and we do have a small shot of some snowfall, hopefully Saturday afternoon and into Sunday. And this one is going to bring some rain and wintry mix, too, as it departs.
So, no significant snow, though.
No.
Boy, it's amazing. The new normal, and it's back-to-back years without this much snow. Thank goodness for snow-making machines up at Granite Peak.
Amen. I agree. And the cool enough temperatures for them to be able to do that. I agree with you. Because it's been a weird, weird winter.
To say the least. Well, number one, it's great to have you back. Number two, let's not get blown away with the wind.
Agreed. And maybe some power outages, too.
So oh, geez.
Keep in mind that that could be a thing.
All right. Well, keep an eye on that. But, Brittany, again, great to have you back. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day, guys.
Bye, Brittany.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, overcast skies, temperature 22 degrees. The winds right now not too bad. We'll see them kick up a little bit later on, but right now winds are out of the south at 7 miles per hour. The dew point is 15, relative humidity of 75%. The barometer at 29.59 inches. Visibility is 10 miles, and that wind chill factor right now is 13 degrees. Coming up, we will get an information update. And I tell you, you never know what you're going to hear next. What is the Trump administration up to now? Well, we're going to find out. We'll get the latest news from around the country and around the world. We'll also get our weather and sports. Mike Clemens will let us know. Bucks were victorious last night. We'll get the sports report, entertainment news as well. Information update, top and bottom of every hour, right here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media Network. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. No.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Using salt to de-ice in the winter is bad for the environment. Called sodium chloride, it's a mineral substance of great importance because chlorides persist in the environment forever and cause significant impacts to fish, aquatic life, and human health. In Wisconsin, we're seeing evidence of freshwater salinization syndrome, which is a condition where our freshwater becomes more like ocean water in terms of its saltiness. Now is the time to make a change and reduce salt use when we can. These increased chloride loads are partially due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. And bear hunting season may still be months away, but a significant change is coming and it's set to draw more hunters into the woods this season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board has approved an increase in bear hunting licenses. This decision marks a shift from last year, when the DNR issued 10% fewer licenses. The increase is expected to attract more hunters, particularly in Zone C, located in central Wisconsin, and Zone D, which covers the northwestern part of the state. And the popular flight route from central Wisconsin Airport to Chicago is set to expand as American Airlines brings in larger planes. Adding on about 15 more seats per flight, it could lower ticket prices. Also changing, Air Wisconsin will no longer fly from CWA. Instead, they'll be using Envoy and Piedmont. And the deadline for the annual Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan contest is fast approaching. The yearly contest, produced by the Wisconsin Technology Council, asks entrepreneurs to submit their business ideas and connects them with resources like business plan templates and networking contacts. Finalists in the contest could also receive shares of cash and service prizes. The deadline to enter the 2025 competition is Friday. Applications can be submitted online at govsbizplancontest.com. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy today and breezy. High temps in the mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flurries still possible. It'll remain breezy with lows in the mid-20s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us as well by sending a text or giving us a call. 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297. Mentioned earlier about it takes a village. Well, if Donald Trump and Republicans in the Congress are not going to help and support communities impacted by the LA wildfires, we can. Civic Media is encouraging listeners who are looking for ways to support folks impacted by wildfires in Southern California to check out Convoy of Hope, a nonprofit helping provide immediate relief to those in need. Head on over to our Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. That's civicmedia.us. Click on the banner at the top of the website for more information. And again, it does take all of us. And I do not understand the idea that there are folks that think that we can do everything on our own. We can't do everything on our own. There are certain things that need to be done that have to be done through collective engagement. And if you look at what Donald Trump has started to do now, and in fact, again, the latest that will be put into effect later today, the White House ordering a freeze on all federal financial assistance. The order may potentially halt public programs that affect millions of Americans. We have a 34-time convicted felon who is trying to blow up the United States government. And there are a couple of prongs here that I want to get into.
Go ahead.
The first prong is about this latest brazen power grab by Trump. Again, this freeze. The White House Budget Office ordering the pause on all federal grants and loans, according to an internal memorandum sent yesterday, potentially impacting trillions, with a T, trillions in government spending and halting public programs that affect millions of Americans. And they're trying to say, well, Donald Trump won the election, so everything should be in line with what Donald Trump wants. The freeze on federal assistance, slated to take effect at 5 p.m. today, it marks the latest move by the Trump administration to exert control over federal funding, even that which has already been allocated by Congress. A man named Matthew Vaith. He is the acting director of the White House Office of Management and Budget. He put out this memorandum. He said, quote, "This temporary pause will provide the administration time to review agency programs and determine the best use of the funding for these programs consistent with the law and the president's priorities." I think it's probably more consistent with the president's priorities than the law. And again, the list, they're trying to use, again, these words that catch the attention of the far right. He says the pause also applies to other relevant agency activities that may be impacted by the executive orders, including but not limited to financial assistance for foreign aid, non-governmental organizations, DEI, woke gender ideology, and the Green New Deal, according to the memo. Vaith wrote, and this is silly, "Career and political appointees in the executive branch have a duty to align federal spending and action with the will of the American people as expressed through presidential priorities." So he says that Donald Trump's priorities are the will of the American people. Let me say that again. That is the policy right now of the Trump government, that the will of the American people is what Donald Trump wants. Yes, Donald Trump won the election. But Donald Trump did not get a majority of the votes. Donald Trump did not get even close to a majority of the voting age public. And the idea that the will of Donald Trump is the will of the American people is a lie. This Vaith, again, wrote, financial assistance should be dedicated to advancing administration priorities, focusing taxpayer dollars to advance a stronger and safer America, eliminating the financial burden of inflation for citizens, unleashing American energy and manufacturing, ending wokeness and the weaponization of government, promoting efficiency in government, and making America healthy again, all capital letters. The use of federal resources to advance Marxist equity, transgenderism, and Green New Deal social engineering policies is a waste of taxpayer dollars that does not improve the day-to-day lives of those we serve. One can disagree with that. While massive parts of America burns, Donald Trump fiddles. This is ridiculous. Senator Patty Murray of Washington State and Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, the top Democratic appropriators in Congress, wrote a letter to the White House on Monday night outlining their extreme alarm with the move. The lawmakers wrote, "The scope of what you are ordering is breathtaking, unprecedented, and will have devastating consequences across the country. We write today to urge you in the strongest possible terms to uphold the law and the Constitution and ensure all federal resources are delivered in accordance with the law." Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also quickly criticized the pause. "Congress approved these investments, and they are not optional. They are the law," the New York Democrat said in a statement Monday night. "These grants help people in red states and blue states, support families, help parents raise kids, and lead to stronger communities." Schumer added, "The action jeopardizes billions upon billions of community grants and financial support that help millions of people across the country. It will mean missed payrolls and rent payments and everything in between, chaos for everything from universities to nonprofit charities." Donald Trump was not lying when he said he wanted to be a dictator on day one. And the next prong of what I want to talk about when it comes to this is Democrats need to do more than put out statements. Democrats need to take the initiative.
Absolutely. The Democrats need to stand up for themselves. Instead of just, you know, writing notes and sending emails, they have to be, like you said yesterday, they have to get up in front of a podium, in front of a microphone, in front of cameras, and talk to the news people and actually stand up against this rhetoric, I think is the right word. I could be using that wrong. I'm sorry. But they have to stand up against, you know, these terrible actions, actually come up with a plan and actually put it into action. Is that just saying what they're going to do, stand up to it? You actually have to
do it. And in the past year, the Supreme Court of the United States said there is almost total presidential immunity. That if Donald Trump breaks the law, too bad. The only recourse is impeachment. Well, Donald Trump, over the weekend, Friday night, when he illegally fired the inspector generals, broke the law. Where are the impeachment inquiries now? If Donald Trump breaks the law like he did on Friday night, What are the Democrats going to do? Nothing? That is not an answer. Many Americans, including myself, are concerned with the authoritarianism that is creeping into our federal government. And in the New York Times, a good op-ed from Jamel Bowie. And I want to read part of what Jamel Bowie wrote in the New York Times when it came to Democrats taking the initiative. And this was actually before Donald Trump came into office. This was what Jamel Bowie said the Democrats should be doing right away. Just over half the electorate did not vote for Donald Trump. They deserve leadership too. Indeed, the party's refusal to fight sends ripples through civic life. If Democratic leaders won't fight, then it's hard to expect civil society or just ordinary people to pick up the slack. Either democracy was on the ballot in November or it wasn't. And if it was, it makes no political, ethical, or strategic sense to act as if we live in normal times. It is not a distraction to vocally oppose Trump's would-be nominees or highlight his extreme intentions. Democrats should look at every aspect of the Trump administration as an opportunity to do well politics, to demonstrate their values, and show the extent to which this president has no plan to pursue the public good. The quiet and supposedly responsible approach of the past 4 years is a dead end. Attention is the only currency that matters, and Democrats need some to spend. Democrats
couldn't have said it better
need
myself.
To push, and call out every one of these authoritarian actions when it comes to Donald Trump. In fact, it's not just this freeze on all federal financial assistance. Yesterday, the Justice Department fired officials who investigated Donald Trump. That's the reason they got fired. Donald Trump got investigated in the last administration, and they got fired yesterday. More than a dozen officials who worked on the criminal investigations into Donald Trump have been fired. A letter from Acting Attorney General James McKendry to the official said, quote, they cannot be trusted to faithfully implement Trump's agenda because they did their job, because they investigated a man who was suspected of breaking the law. McHenry wrote, you played a significant role in prosecuting President Trump. The proper functioning of government critically depends on the trust superior officials place in their subordinates. Given your significant role in prosecuting the president, I do not believe that the leadership of the department can trust you to assist in implementing the president's agenda faithfully. So basically, this acting attorney general, James McHenry, says because the nonpartisan members of the Justice Department investigated a man who hauled classified documents into his bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, was investigated. Unbelievable. So if Democrats don't start pushing back on this, it's inherently approving it. That is not good enough.
No. They're basically fired for doing their job.
The time is 8:49. Back in a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chan Holmstro, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53, tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m., as we do every Wednesday night. Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. Talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, plus special guests. Our coach guest this week from the first place team in the Merriwood Conference South in boys basketball, Auburndale coach Chad Weinfurter. He'll be with us at 6:25. And our student athlete guest will be Taylan Gershley, outstanding multi-sport athlete, right now leading the Mosinee girls basketball team. She'll be with us at 7:06. So Chad Weinfurter of Auburndale, boys basketball coach at 6:25. Taylan Gershley, the terrific Mosinee junior, will be with us at 7:06. Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m. tomorrow, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Last night in high school sports, a game that we had right here on 98.9 WXCO, saw in girls basketball, Assumption defeat Marathon 75-47. Also last night in girls hoops, win for the Newman Cardinals. Newman Catholic defeated Tri-County 47-37. Athens lost to Rib Lake last night, 75-39. Auburndale beat Pacelli 61-54 as well. Boys basketball last evening, Northern Lutheran lost to Port Edwards 82-55. Also last night, Owen Withy beat Rib Lake 64-50 and Abbotsford over Cadott by a score of 92-75. Tonight, we have high school basketball, a pair of games. In fact, I will be at the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse tonight as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Stevens Point Panthers in a significant Wisconsin Valley Conference boys basketball matchup. You can hear that game live right here on 98.9 WXCO and online, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Meantime, there's also a big one in the Marrowwood South in boys basketball, and Tom Weaver will be in Marathon for that one as the Red Raiders host the Stratford Tigers. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. And again, that game can also be heard on a tape delay basis following our coverage of the West game on 98.9 WXCO. So again, West against Stevens Point, live at 7 on 98.9 WXCO. And Tom Weaver will have Marathon hosting Stratford 7 o'clock on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. Also on the schedule tonight in high school boys basketball, Wausau East is at Merrill. DC Everest travels to Marshfield. Auburndale is at Newman Catholic. Rhinelander at Wisconsin Rapids. Mosinee travels to Appleton Xavier. Abbotsford visits Prentice. Rib Lake is at Athens. Assumption visits Edgar. Iola Scandinavia is at Pacelli. Girls basketball tonight on the schedule. Wausau East is home against Merrill. Wausau West visits Stevens Point. Marshfield is at DC Everest. Also this evening, Assumption hosting Rhinelander. Marathon is at Nakusa. Wittenberg Burnhamwood at Wyawega Fremont. Tomahawk travels to Phillips and Abbotsford at Prentice. High school hockey, the Central Wisconsin Storm back in action. They host Wisconsin Valley Union tonight at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. And in boys hockey this evening, Mosinee is at Medford. Wisconsin Rapids hosting Pacelli. Tomahawk at Northern Pines. Antigo at Wapaka. Spash is at Nina Hortonville Menasha. Rhinelander at Shawamigan as well. So again, lots of high school sports. And again, we say that if you're looking for a wonderful way to get out, support student athletes, be able to hang out with neighbors, hang out with friends, high school athletics is a wonderful way to do it. Really, tickets are so affordable. And just get out there and see our area student athletes in action.
Because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports in the area.
Not only one, but two tonight. So we're double-dipping.
Very busy.
Got another hour to go here on the program. Coming up, we will be talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. That's coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Organizations that receive federal loans and grants are expressing confusion after President Trump placed a pause on the money. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Each agency is now scrambling to create a comprehensive analysis of their programs that will be due on February 10th.
The president's new Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, went along as agents began immigration raids in New York City today. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
It appears that several different law enforcement agencies participated in this enforcement operation overnight. We know at least one person was arrested and taken into custody.
Google says that as soon as the Trump administration makes it official, it'll change maps to read the Gulf of America and Mount McKinley after one of the president's favorite predecessors.
He was the big tariff sheriff, they used to call him, and made a lot of money.
The mount now called Denali. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany.